The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bubble Genius, Bob and Chez Show.
Hello, it's Bob with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. Hey, if you're into soap that features classical sculptures of naked goddesses, look no further than BubbleGenius.com and their Bath of Venus soap. It's a curvy, easy-on-the-eyes, melon-scented soap with a relief sculpture of the goddess Venus on the top. Only $7 each at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, BOBANDCHEZ, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at BubbleGenius.com. And now let's start the damn show.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Tomorrow morning, the White House is sending a bill to Congress for its consideration. It's White House Resolution 455, an energy bill requiring a 20% reduction of the emission of fossil fuels over the next 10 years. It is by far the most aggressive stride ever taken in the fight to reverse the effects of global warming. The other piece of legislation is the crime bill. You cannot address crime prevention without getting rid of assault weapons and handguns. I consider them a threat to national security, and I will go door to door if I have to, but I'm going to convince Americans that I'm right, and I'm going to get the guns. We've got serious problems, and we need serious people. And if you want to talk about character, Bob, you better come at me with more than a burning flag and a membership card. If you want to talk about character and American values, fine. Just tell me where and when, and I'll show up. This is a time for serious people, Bob, and your 15 minutes are up. My name is Andrew Shepherd, and I am the president.
Summer music.
Pow, pow, power.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Beast mode monster in your face, one ass kicking maniac.
It is Thursday, May 28, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska, that is Chez Pazienza sitting right there.
Yo.
Hey. We are brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best damn soap and bath and body products and all kinds of soapy things in the entire universe. I can say that unequivocally. I don't think there's any other soap quite like Bubble Genius in the whole wide universe. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. Get your legal questions answered by my man, Bo Bowen. Go to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez. This is exclusively for our listeners. Bo Bowen is going to answer your question about law stuff. Doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's about the law. I'm sure he'll take some other questions too. He tells some good jokes. Ask him for some good jokes.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good idea. Just ask him anything.
Patreon. Let's talk about Patreon for a second. We're very close to nearing $1,400. We're about $24 away from $1,400. We're a long ways off. Long ways off from our goal. But we're pretty close to $1,400. We're pretty close to the 20% mark, which would be $1,500. I'd love to get to $1,500 before the end of the week. We got to do, you know what we got to do is like a Ron Paul money bomb. How does that work?
I don't know.
You know,
you bomb money.
You bomb.
you come up with an insane conspiracy theory and stupid people give you money.
I imagine like Ron Paul people when they were doing that, just with like clicking their mouse button with their finger, and then they've got two other laptops on the side. They're clicking those with their toes, just hitting that PayPal donate button or something. That's a money bomb. I'm not sure how they work, though. Somehow, they...
I'll talk to Drew Curtis. Drew Curtis is kind of an expert on that.
Drew Curtis is an expert on the money bomb?
No, I mean, he is. He's, you know, he's... Because he's running as a citizen candidate for governor Kentucky. So, yeah, he's been, you know...
So here's all you got to do now. If you haven't signed up on Patreon, all you got to do is go to bobseska.com. It's very, very easy. You'll see in big capital letters just below the logo, you'll see the word Patreon. You click that and you're there. and you're there. And then right there, you see toward the top of the page, you'll see a blank that has like a number one in there. You want to donate. That's the donate field. And then you type in the amount of money that you want to donate to the show every month. This is give and then dollar sign and then the box where you type in your amount per month. And then you click become a Patreon or patron. It's that simple. It's that simple. So go to BobSeska.com, click the link that says Patreon, and it takes you right to our page. Not only does it support the show, not only does it lead us toward our ultimate goal of being able to do the show every day of the week, every weekday, I should say. Screw that. We're not doing it on Saturday and Sunday. Sorry. But we also get great rewards. You get exclusive audio from the show. You get our post-mortem show. You get the after party. You get a commercial-free, unbleeped version of our Tuesday and Thursday shows. It's an amazing, amazing value just for a
little
bit of...
We will have sex with you.
Yeah. I'm actually about to throw that on the table.
We will have sex with you.
I'm thinking about doing like a naked Periscope. What about that? You up for that?
I was already thinking about Periscoping this, although I really don't want anybody just basically... You know what? The Periscope for me doing this show would be like a sort of newfangled version of the video for The Replacements, Bastards of Young. Google it. Okay. You know, where it's just basically one guy sitting in front of nothing, just with his legs crossed, just, you know, having a glass of lemonade in my case instead of smoking a cigarette.
All right. Well, we had a huge Tuesday show this week. But it looks like hack fraud Chuck C. Johnson made it back onto Twitter. He's now tweeting under the handle Got News Research.
Oh, wow.
Which is his assistant's Twitter handle. But now Chuck Johnson is sort of commandeered, and now he's tweeting using that handle. The good news is he's only got like 20 followers. So that's good news. I'm always glad to hear that Chuck Johnson has been completely marginalized, and that's always fantastic.
Do we know? Are people contacting Twitter and saying, look, here he is again?
I don't know. Charles Johnson told me. Charles Johnson DM'd me and said, I don't look now, but Chuck C. Johnson is tweeting this Got News Research handle.
Oh, yeah. Look,
it was eventually going to happen, right?
Yeah, he's not going to go away. He's just not. He will always, if he has to come back as a completely different sock puppet account every 6 hours, he'll do it.
By the way, and just one caveat, I want to revisit this from Tuesday's show. By no stretch of the imagination was Chez comparing autistic people with sociopaths.
Oh, yeah. Really? I love that we have to have this fucking conversation.
God, please, folks. I don't even believe that Chuck C. Johnson was being honest when he mentioned something about autism. I mean, that should be abundantly clear. Please. All right. Settle down. Speaking of sociopaths, lots of great reactions to our Bionic Dan Bedondi bit from Tuesday.
It was a winner.
Which everyone seemed to really like, and in an extreme way in some cases. And we'll get to that in a second. But here's some.
You should play that again.
So yeah, I will. Some reaction from Twitter here. Aubrey Fletcher said, waiting for my beef from Bionic Dan Bedondi's deli. I am at Quonset. Did he get distracted again looking for weather drones? Well, that's always possible. Edward Trader said, you had me cracking up at work all day with the bionic beef-smoking beef slicer. Chris Reed on Twitter said, the Dan Bedondi bionic deli made me nearly crap on the floor like Chuck C. Johnson. Well, that's something. That's pretty a big deal right there.
If we really wanted to be tasteless, we should have come up with some way to say, you know, beef-smoking sandwich with a special sauce.
Well, I will tell you right now, there will be a sequel.
Awesome.
We can do those like all year long. I'm waiting for I can't wait for Christmas time to do the Christmas one. This is all Dan Bedondi's Christmas specials at Bionic Dan Bedondi's Bionic Italian Deli. Let's see. MT on Twitter, a true Rhode Islander like Dan would say wicked retarded instead of totally retarded. That's true. Also, he wouldn't realize he said something wrong. Well, he actually did in the original audio of him saying that gun control people are doofuses and dorks and retards.
Doofuses and dorks and retards.
That's right.
He actually said, I didn't mean to use that word. That's, God bless them mental kids and all that. He actually did backpedal. He realized he did say something wrong. But then he proceeded to use that word over and over again throughout the rest of the tape.
You know what he's right about, though? He's become correct about the fact that, like, for a long time he wasn't, but now he kind of is, about the fact that every time we mention him, we get more listeners.
Well, not for the same reasons that he thinks. Exactly. It's the comedy.
It's not like people, you know, people are tuning in because, oh, you know, that damn Bedondi, we got to hear what he says.
You land on something like this and you beat it to death. Them's the rules. The Griff writes on Twitter, Dan Badani, bionic delicatessen, enough said, mic drop. And then Lauren Macchio said, I just scream laughed at the deli commercial. Italian jokes are the best. Well, that's that is true.
So we can get away with it, too.
Yeah, because we're Italian. Yeah. We do Italian jokes all day long. So this is what everyone's talking about right here.
Bionic Dan Badondi here from Bionic Dan Badondi's Bionic Italian Deli. With locations in pretty much everywhere in the Providence, Rhode Island region. Area. Bionic Dan Badondi's Bionic Italian Deli has everything you need from a deli. This week's specials are totally retarded. I didn't mean to use that word. I apologize. And God bless those mental kids and all. This week's 6 foot, 290 pound submission specials are, is your stomach tough enough for 1 pound, a ground and pound ground round for $3.99 a pound? But wait, there's more dings. Stop in the Bionic Dan Badondi's Bionic Italian Deli for fresh smoked beef smoking monster. Double coupon special, $1.49 per pound. I carved it myself with our Bionic Beef Smoking Monster Beef Slicer. Chipped or thick sliced. Your choice, because the Constitution says you have the liberty and it shall not be infringed in all of those dings. Plus, we are waging war against the New World Order because the people think. But wait, there's still more dings. This weekend only, we will bring the meat to anyone. That's right, we deliver, folks. And you know, I'm sick of all the crap. I gotta drive around to all these places and do all these things. I'm just sick. Bring the kids down to our Newport, Rhode Island store to dispense their choices of soup from our Bionic Dan Badondi's Suplex Soupplex machine. 6 varieties of fresh odd soup to choose from. But don't burn your hands, because that soup comes out very, very hot, okay, folks? And, so get all your deli meats at Bionic Dan Badondi's Italian Bionic Deli, because Bionic Dan Badondi's Bionic Italian Delicatessen. Bionic Dan Badondi's Bionic Italian Delicatessen is great.
Yes, the dumbest thing we've ever done on the show in the history of this show.
It's, you know, dude, it's the fucking bad edits. That's the best part about it. That's the glue that holds that bit together.
Yeah, where he's interrupting himself because he's going on too long.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Providence.
Later on in the show, we do have some new Dan Badondi audio. And this is going to require me posting the video on the podcast page. You're going to need to watch the video, too, because this is going to be Dan Badondi ranting about seatbelt laws, how like seatbelt laws are the new form of tyranny and an infringement upon his Fourth Amendment rights.
Wait, what?
He's driving down the road and it's another Dan Badondi road report where he's careening down the highway in Rhode Island and he's talking about seatbelts at the same time gesturing with both of his hands. So not only is he talking, not only is he shooting video of himself, but he's driving down the highway, talking about seatbelts, and not using his hands on the steering wheel.
This is insane. This is insane. Yeah. Do these people really think that there should be no regulations whatsoever to keep people safe?
I don't know.
Is it really as simple as anything not in the Constitution is somehow impermissible?
Yeah, he even says in the audio, he even says,
there's nothing, there weren't seatbelts back when the Constitution was written.
No fucking shit, douchebag.
So we'll get to that later on in the show, probably in the last segment. But before we do that, we got to talk about big election news this week, big election week. Alright, Carly Fiorina beclowned herself, speaking of the clown car.
Really?
On MSNBC, yeah. I mean, she was on with Andrea Mitchell, talking about Iraq, and she just she totally walked into it. This is just, you know what, it's not so much Carly Fiorina's fault as it is just bad staff work. And actually, you know what, come to think of it, that would be Carly Fiorina's fault. If she's hiring staff that won't inform her as to what the Democratic frontrunner has said about Iraq, then I think she needs new staff members. She needs new advanced people. Here's Carly Fiorina stepping at it on MSNBC about Iraq.
It also argues that a lot of Republicans in the White House and in Congress supported those policies.
Absolutely.
Waged the war in Iraq.
That's right. And by the way, every single Republican candidate has been asked about their vote for the war in Iraq. The one person who's not been asked that question, because she won't answer the question, is Hillary Clinton. But one person who was on the job in 2011 when Iraq started to fall apart was not the Republican nominees or candidates for president. It's Hillary Clinton. She hasn't been asked yet. What would she do now in Iraq?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was totally asked. Here was her
right, and here comes the giant anvil dropping on top of her head on live television.
Right, here's Andrea Mitchell saying, "Whoops."
Well, she actually was asked, and she did say last week in New Hampshire that it was a mistake, her vote in Iraq. She wrote that in her book, so she's spoken of that in New Hampshire and in Iowa.
Yeah, she did, and here she is. Here's Hillary Clinton.
Look, I know that there have been a lot of questions about Iraq posed to candidates over the last weeks. I've made it very clear that I made a mistake, plain and simple. And I have written about it in my book. I've talked about it in the past. And, you know, what we now see is a very different and very dangerous situation. The United States is doing what it can, but ultimately this has to be a struggle that the Iraqi government and the Iraqi people are determined to win for themselves. And we can provide support, but they're going to have to do it.
Yeah. Now, I'm playing the round of applause here because not only is Hillary Clinton running a really goddamn slick campaign, but the Republican clown car is making her seem even more professional than she actually is.
Of course they are.
Yeah, I mean, they're actually augmenting Hillary Clinton's gravitas. They're making her seem far more president. I mean, she's already presidential, but they're amplifying
she's the adult
that.
In the room.
Yeah, she's the adult in the room, and every time a Republican steps up and says something, it doesn't matter if it's a like a guy running or a woman running at 2%, or it's the front runner like Jeb Bush or Scott Walker. Every time they open their mouth, it's just like, "Well, Hillary's looking a lot better now," and that's absolutely the case. The Hillary Clinton people have got to be just sitting there tuning in cable news every day, just popping the popcorn. Not just the popcorn, the champagne. Saying thank you.
You know what?
I
can't help but wonder if we're running into that problem again, like the kind of thing that we saw with Mitt Romney, mm-hmm. where life inside the bubble, is so you know, it's such an echo chamber. It's so loud. It's so completely hermetically sealed off from reality that Carly Fiorina really does believe, as a lot of Republicans do, because those are the talking points that Hillary Clinton never addressed this.
Nope.
Which is just insane.
Yeah. And you know what? If she had said that on Fox News Channel, of course they wouldn't have corrected her.
They wouldn't have.
Maybe Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace would have corrected her. Yeah. But not on Fox News Channel. Not on AM Talk Radio. We have more election news. We're late for a break. More show right after this. Okay, let's talk Patreon. In case you're just joining us, we're rallying all of our listeners to sponsor our little podcast here. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll give you new full-length shows every weekday. Meanwhile, if you pledge $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, you'll not only help finance the show, but you'll also get Patreon-only rewards, such as our post-mortem show, our drunken after-party podcast, and for $15 per month, you'll get all of that, plus a commercial-free, unbleeped version of our full-length Tuesday and Thursday shows. If everyone listening right now pledged just $1 a month, that's 12 cents per show, we'd far exceed our goal. Go right now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you for your support.
Summer music. Pow, pow, power.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Summertime.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think the people in the like up there in the East Coast and in the Midwest and so on, where they're just getting nailed by snow. I think they're loving it. I think they're ready to go.
Yeah, not definitely.
Do some summer music here.
Just wait till it's 110 degrees and humid, though.
I know. Trust me, I do not miss that at all. Anyway, hey, by the way, have you felt any earthquakes there? in L.A.?
Today? Not recently. Why?
Because a Dutch man predicts a...
I saw that. Yeah, I saw
a Dutchman. A Dutchman. Just a random guy in, I guess Denmark? Is that...
You know,
I like
how that's news.
Yeah. He predicts an 8.8 magnitude earthquake will hit California today, Thursday.
Maybe he's right.
He was right about the Nepal earthquake. He predicted the Nepal earthquake.
Okay.
Yeah. So
well,
I guess that means he's...
Maybe he's right, and maybe we're all screwed.
I
think the most important thing to keep in mind is that that would mean that, Hollywood has to postpone the opening of San Andreas.
So anyway, okay, so moving along with more election news. We have now Rick Santorum climbing aboard the clown car.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
With his country song. The country song is the best part of his campaign because, again, there's no way to reintroduce yourself to the people as a very, very serious person than to have some country song called Take Back America be, your sort of introduction.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, it's I guess it's the only song. They're really limited in terms of what songs they can actually use. Like most legitimate rock stars have said,
so they have to write their own country songs. But you know, they'll still find country musicians who will allow them to use their shit.
Sure. I mean, I don't think they can even get Toby Keith anymore. Used to be Toby Keith was like the standby guy.
Yeah. Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
So Rick Santorum's announcement speech was rather ordinary, although he is, strangely, this is what's really funny about what's happening on the Republican side. They're trying to position themselves as being the party of the working class, middle class, and the poor, which is hilarious, while at the same time attacking Hillary Clinton's financial standing. And it's just so bizarre because they really want nothing to do with poor people. They will never govern in favor of the poor or the middle class. Anyone thinks that, they're just lying to themselves. But so I thought I'd revisit some crazy things that Rick Santorum actually believes. These are actual Rick Santorum statements and or policy positions. He, for example, he wants to put women in, or he thinks putting women in combat is a bad idea because of quote unquote emotions that are involved. That's an actual thing that Rick Santorum believes. American culture is being corrupted by, quote-unquote, the NBA and rock concerts. Rick Santorum believes these things. His top issue in 2012 was opposing, quote, all forms of pornography. Obamacare is A, like apartheid, B, a plot to kill the opposition's voters, and C, the final death knell of America. Obamacare. Anyone goes down that road, Obamacare is like slavery, Obamacare is like apartheid. Stop. Okay? Stop. Please just stop. It's like the new Godwin's Law. Just please stop doing that. It has nothing to do with any of those things.
It's a good point. Yeah, stop the slavery.
If you don't have an ID, you're trying to rig the election. Another thing that Rick Santorum believes. Even if it survives Obamacare, quote, our country will fall because of same-sex marriage. Actual things that Rick Santorum believes. He believes consensual sex between gay people should be illegal. Until 2003, states were still permitted to outlaw sodomy, though those statutes were struck down in a landmark Supreme Court case that year. As recently as 2011, Santorum was still wishing for the good old days when states could tell gay people what they can and cannot do in the bedroom. He told radio host Bradley Dean, quote, I said this is wrong. We can't do this. We can't have a constitutional right to consensual sexual activity, no matter what it is. Things Rick Santorum really, really believes. Republican presidential candidate.
It's the party of less government, by the way.
That's right. In Obama's America, religious people are on the path to being beheaded.
Sure.
Okay. All right. After Jerry Sandusky's sexual assault revelations, he defended Penn State. Well, that's good. Health insurance companies should discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions. Well, F you, Rick Santorum. Ah, there we go. Because I'm one of those people with a pre-existing condition who couldn't get health insurance and only was able to get it because of Obamacare.
Sorry, Bobby. An oversized penis is not a pre-existing condition.
Damn it! Okay, let's get to one more bit of election news. Oh, you'll like this one. I don't know if anyone's picked up on this yet. Well, maybe they have, and they've just ignored it. Headline, Donald Trump to make major announcement in New York City on June 16th. Donald Trump to make major announcement. Hey, Meatloaf, you think Donald Trump should run for president?
Absolutely.
All right. If you're a Donald Trump fan, mark June 16th on your calendar. If you're a Donald Trump fan in New Hampshire, mark June 17th. WMUR.com has learned that the business executive and reality television personality will make an announcement at the Trump Tower in Manhattan on June 16th, and he plans to return to the first primary state the following day. That'll be New Hampshire.
He is starting an exploratory committee, and he's seriously thinking about running for president, and he's seriously serious this time.
Yeah.
Seriously.
He's gonna have Meatloaf there. You're going to say, you know, Meatloaf, people are saying I should run for president. Meatloaf, do you think I should run for president?
Absolutely.
You know, those other people, they're just losers.
I'm spending my time between now and June 16th. I'm meeting with Meatloaf.
I'm talking about Please, God, for God's sakes, let him decide to run for president, mostly because we need the biggest clown of all in the car. And please let Meatloaf be his running mate.
Oh, my God, that would be beautiful. Meatloaf, would you like to be my running mate?
Absolutely.
Trump Loaf 2016.
Trump Loaf. Holy crap. You know, I would put one of those signs in my yard.
So would I.
And I would never vote for those people in a million years. I would put that sign in the yard just to like drive past it and laugh. Drive past my own house. I would just do like the big Cape Fear laughing as I drove by that sign. Trump Loaf. Endlessly funny. Trump Meatloaf running.
Trump Loaf.
Trump
his
Loaf.
His name is Robert Paulson.
Everybody's saying I should run for president. Let me ask you a question. Meatloaf, should I run for president?
Absolutely.
I know somebody was on that show.
All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back, it's a Duggar update right after this.
Hi, this is Buzz Burbank in the Buzz Burbank newsroom, preparing for you another Buzz Burbank news and comment. Do you like good stories? Boy, I sure do. I turn over a lot of stones each day to make sure I don't miss the best ones. Sure, some make me angry, and some make me sad, and some make me laugh, and isn't that what makes us human? I'm proud of the fact that I pack more news into my 10 or 15 minutes a day than the evening news does in a half hour. It's a free podcast at buzzburbank.com, or you can subscribe free at iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or get it on any RSS device. It's like a newspaper for your head. It's Buzz Burbank News and Comment, another Realm Network presentation.
Chug Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
Yep, all you got to do is open up your iTunes and search for Bob and Chez, and you'll find it. And then what you do is you subscribe. It's free. It's free, by the way. You subscribe, and then you give us a big 5-star rating and review. Great, great way to support the show without spending a goddamn penny. All right, time for a Duggar update.
The Lord said to Noah, there's going to be a floody, floody. Lord said to Noah, there's going to be...
Well, the scandal continues, aren't you?
I hate you so much. It's like I'm, you know, I'm back in elementary school.
Oh, man.
The only way you become an atheist prick like me is to have a lot of experience with Christian school.
You know, that's the theme that plays on their, iPhone ringtone. All the Duggars. Well, like, you know, when a bunch of them gets phone calls at the same time, it's just like 19 of these all at the same time.
You want to know what I was like as a kid? And this will give you an idea of how I turned out the way I did. Mm-hmm. I was like sitting in the chapel one day. And there was a woman who's one of the very strict mothers of like one of my fellow students next to me working on some sort of construction paper project for some poster or something she's going to put up on the wall. And I'm just sitting there killing time. I was like, for some reason, I was by myself. And she looks at me, and I'm reading like the Bible. And she says, "Oh, it's so, so good to see you, to see a young man reading the Bible like that. What are you reading about?" And I just said, "The Antichrist." I said, "I'm trying to make sure I'm not him."
You know what? You're God. You should watch Silicon Valley on HBO. You're totally Guilfoyle. He's like one of the programmers on Silicon Valley, which is the Mike Judge show. It comes on right after Game of Thrones. Guilfoyle is like, he's like a Satanist, and he's completely he's sort of just generally ambivalent, like you are, just like just a surly son of a bitch. Right. I just realized, oh my God, you're Guilfoyle. Just right there.
Well, I liked the Satan thing for a long time, not because I actually gave a crap about Satan, but because, you know, that's the easiest button to push. That's the easiest button to push with crazy Christians.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, for the Duggars, the button to push is, I'm not even going there.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I'm not even going there. Hey.
Okay. So, first of all, 19 Kids and Counting pulled from Hulu. So I guess that's some news.
But remember, the important thing to keep in mind is it hasn't been canceled.
No, it hasn't been canceled. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why. You know why? And this is really cynical of me, and I was being accused of being a cynic all over Twitter and Facebook after I mentioned this, is that you think for a second TLC is going to cancel that show? TLC is going to air more episodes of 19 Kids and Counting, and they will get the biggest ratings in cable television history.
Yes, they will.
Mark my word.
Yeah, they will.
And you know why? All these people are just saying, "Bah, the Duggars boycott." All those people are going to tune right in.
Yeah, it's a cash grab, and that's all it is. And it's really depressing because I thought the exact same thing this morning when I was reading about it. You know, and it dawned on me. It's like, all right, they haven't actually canceled this. They're just pulling it from different places, and that's done for sort of the same reason that A&E pulled for a little while or decided to quote unquote suspend that, you know, stupid Duck Dynasty show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they know that the audience that likes that is built in and isn't really going anywhere. Plus the free advertising, free promotion you're getting from all of this news coverage is going to bring new people in. And that's exactly what's going to wind up happening. It's really, I mean, especially when it comes to TLC, it's stupid to think that they would think any other way. This TLC we're talking about.
Yeah.
It is literally the freak show network.
Oh, yeah. And people love it.
No matter how insane you are, whether you are some psychological or emotional oddity, they are more than happy to give you a place to, you know, let your fucking freak flag fly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And trust me, I mean, I'm not separating myself from it, from that, because I spent many, many years watching that show, watching the Roloffs, the Little People, Big World, the show with the dwarves who ran the pumpkin farm.
Oh, yeah.
Which still makes me giggle every time I say that.
Yeah, and TLC runs,
I love that show, though.
TLC runs, you know, My Strange, as far as I know, they're My Strange Addiction and Weird Sex or something like that.
Yeah.
And My Strange Addiction is a freaking riot. Oh, and Freaky Eaters. That was the
Freaky
other one. I'm not
Eaters.
Sure who ran that. It might not be TLC.
Well,
but, I mean, you know, the cable channels that run that kind of thing, obviously, if you're running a show and your show features a guy who f***s the tailpipe of his car and they see nothing wrong with that, this is not a network that is going to succumb to any sort of public pressure.
No, this is
not a network where shame is written anywhere in the mantra.
Yeah, because they know, and I know it's cynical, but they know that people will dial into that show by the millions. I mean, it could break, if they bring the Duggars back, it could break all kinds of records. Not just for TLC, but across the board on cable. I mean, already, TLC, you know, is going to start running a 19 Kids and Counting spinoff show. This is according to the Huffington Post. It appears TLC wants to keep some Duggars on the air. While the network has temporarily pulled 19 Kids and Counting from its schedule, it seems only inevitable that the reality series will be officially canceled as advertisers continue to bail on the show. Well, that's not true. They'll still get advertisers. TLC has yet to pull the plug on the show following not only Josh's admission, but his parents' confirmation that they kept the matter from the authorities. However, Us Weekly reports that the Duggars' adult and married children, Jessa and Jill, along with their husbands, Ben Seawald and Derek Dillard, are in talks for their own spinoff series.
Yeah, they're already looking for a way around this.
Yeah. So it's going to be the other two married daughters.
Yeah.
Who are going to have their own show.
This freak show.
And you better believe...
These freaking hyper-Christian lunatics.
And of course, Jim Bob Duggar, the guy who covered all of this up, is behind all of it. He's brokering this deal 100%.
Sure.
How could he not be? He's the patriarch of this family. He's like the godfather. You don't do any. You don't make a single move without checking with Jim Bob.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned,
he's the godfather with a 1950s haircut.
Yeah. I mean, I think Jim Bob is basically a co-conspirator in the whole Josh Duggar thing. Yeah. I would say Michelle Duggar is too.
Oh yeah. No, absolutely.
Did we talk about this the other day? Michelle Duggar's sister and her girlfriend think Michelle Duggar is brainwashed by a cult.
To some extent, they are. I mean, they are a bunch of religious zealots who live under the sort of purview of one person, and that's a man, the man of the house.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I mean, you know, I think a couple other people have brought this up, but also if you're talking about a religious sect that is a complete patriarchy and that gives, you know, that preaches that women should submit at all times to men. Think of the position of power that put Josh Duggar in, even as like a 14-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. Technically, his sisters had to give in to what he did.
Well, you know, we've been saying that for a couple of years now about the Duggars, that it seems like a cult. It seems like they're hypnotized or just completely brainwashed. So, you know, I wonder how brainwashed you have to be in order to willingly squeeze out 19 children.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Point.
I mean, that's not an easy process, squeezing out 19 children.
No, again, it seems like an insane, like I can't, being who I am as an outsider, I can't process that. I can't process what would lead a woman to just say, okay, I have to submit completely to this guy, this guy wants, to having all of these children. Of course, now, you know, something is different about it, and that's that you have a sort of careerism injected into it.
Oh, yeah.
Where I'm sure everybody's kind of like, look, we got to stay on board because honestly, this is a gravy train. It's a huge gravy train.
All right. Well, along those lines, we have a brand new product coming out that actually exploits the fame of the Duggar family, and specifically Michelle Duggar. And here it is.
The following is a paid advertisement for the Michelle Duggar baby cannon. From the fertility scientists at the Takeshi Labs in Fukuoka, Japan, and from the zany folks at Coleco Toys, the makers of the T-shirt cannon, it's the Michelle Duggar baby cannon.
We've been trying to have a baby for 3 years now, but my testes are all chewed up.
His nards got stuck in the dairy swirl machine.
Again.
Then it's time to step up to the Michelle Duggar baby cannon. Based on T-shirt cannon technology and molded from Michelle Duggar's actual reproductive system, the Michelle Duggar baby cannon will give you as many babies as you want. Just load the reproductive goo inside the space-age vaginal barrel.
Are you loading the reproduction goo?
I'm inside the barrel with the goo. Hello! My God, this is the biggest vaginal barrel I ever seen. Here goes the goo!
Next, prime the gonad pump 3 times to load as many ovum into the uterine holding chamber as possible.
I'm priming the gonad pump.
And finally, simply squeeze the trigger, and out comes a newborn baby.
Woohoo! We'll name this one Jessup.
Let's make another. Isn't she adorable? We'll call this one Crazy Cooter.
Yee-haw! How's about some triplets?
Hello to Huckabee, Trig, J-Lo, and adorable little baby 12-hour energy.
You're naming your baby 12-hour energy?
And what about it?
Well, okay.
Stand back, honey. I'm gonna try to launch a few over the house. Score! Hey, baby, I'll get the jet ski and you can launch some babies across the lake. Thanks, Michelle Duggar Baby Cannon.
It's the Michelle Duggar Baby Cannon from Takeshi Labs and Coleco Toys. Call 1-800-DUGGAR-VAG and leave off the last G for God damn, that's a lot of babies. Order today.
They should totally use that at concerts. Instead of shooting t-shirts, just shoot babies into the audience.
At all those Rick Santorum rallies. You better believe it.
That's a great idea.
Firing,
at the Rick Santorum rallies, yeah.
Firing babies at Rick Santorum.
Yeah, even if you're not, basically, you can shoot all the unwanted babies. And for a minute there, I'm starting to say it, and I'm like, wow, you know what? I'm about to make a couple of good abortion jokes, and that's probably not a good idea. So, what you got was the half-assed unwanted baby abortion canon.
We're on that note. We're way late for a break. We're going to take a break here. Come back with some Dan Bedondi right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Yep. Thank you for joining us this week. Really appreciate all of your support on Patreon. Patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you very much for donating and sponsoring the show. Okay, so this will be an interesting experiment. This is a new piece of Dan Bedondi audio. I might as well start this up. If you're just joining the show, if you're just tuning in for the first time this week, Dan Bedondi is Alex Jones's sidekick at Infowars.com and the Alex Jones conspiracy theory show, that whole universe. Dan Bedondi also has his own talk show, I guess? I don't know what it is. Podcast, video, podcast.
Truth Radio.
TruthRadioShow.com. He also has the Truth Radio Road Reports, where he gets in his car and he careens down the highway at ungodly speeds and videotapes himself talking about various conspiracy theories, lashing out against globalist scum. And it's, he shouldn't be doing that. That's, I mean, my first reaction when I see him doing that is he shouldn't be doing his podcast while he's driving down the road. But he does it anyway.
You know, we could technically call the cops on him, and we probably should. Well, look, there's this shaved asshole who you're going to find driving down the road. He looks like a giant baby Huey. And you're going to find him careening down the road with, trying to juggle a microphone and a camera.
Right.
At the same time.
Right. I can only imagine that maybe he's got like one of those suction cup cams that stick to his windshield.
Probably.
But
or
I mean,
to his,
then,
or to his thigh.
But I mean, there he's got a video camera suction cupped to his windshield, and he's driving down the highway. And in this case, in this particular piece of video here, he's talking about how the seatbelt laws are tyrannical in Rhode Island. Yeah. And he's driving, oftentimes gesticulating, by taking his hands off the steering wheel.
Just what a battle to pick. The fact that the state says, wear a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Wear a seatbelt. It protects you. It has been proven to protect you. And if you get – and by the way, it has an impact on other people as well, because if you get into a crash and you're not wearing a seatbelt, you get a crash with somebody else and you're not wearing a seatbelt and you die, guess who gets charged?
Guess
whose insurance goes up? Guess whose life gets impacted because you are a fucking moron?
He doesn't think that far in advance. Trust me. Trust me on that. Jesus. So here's one of Dan Bedondi's truth sessions. As he's driving down the road in Rhode Island.
Hi, folks. Dan Bedondi for Truth Sessions. And we're going to talk about the seatbelt law. I mean, obviously, this is going on all over the country, especially here in Rhode Island. And the whole thing about the seatbelt law. I mean, this is so contradicting. It's crazy. And the first thing first, let's start off first, okay?
Okay, now there, right there. He just, as he was saying that, he just did almost like jazz hands. He's in his car driving down the highway in Rhode Island.
You know, I talk about the seatbelt laws and everywhere, obviously, and especially.
In his car, like, oh my God, put your hands on the wheel.
It's unconstitutional. It's a Fourth Amendment violation. It's on probable cause to pull you over in the first place. And this
It's on probable cause to pull you over in the first place.
Wait, what?
It's on probable cause to pull you over in the first place.
Wait, no, seriously.
If you're
breaking the law,
yeah,
the police get to pull you over.
Right. That's right.
There's no Fourth Amendment. It has nothing at all to do with the Fourth Amendment.
Well, that's Dan's whole thing. That if it's not in the Constitution, it doesn't exist.
Murdering someone is not in the Constitution.
I know. He completely forgets that there are things called laws and statutes and regulations.
They really do want a lawless society, don't they? I wouldn't give a crap, except that this moron, you know, even if he's got 10 listeners, that's still 10 people who might believe what he said. Yeah, you know what? Dan's right there. I'm going to get in my car and I'm not going to wear that seatbelt.
These globalists come on to save our lives by making us wear that seatbelt and all those dings.
And he's got some sort of weird stack of bamboo in his back seat. I'm not making that up. There's like a bundle of bamboo rods in the back seat of his car.
That's to keep the satellites from being able to track it.
I use those. Those are my blow dots. I shoot the blow dots at the globalists through the bamboo rods.
The New World Order hates bamboo.
I'm an expert by using martial arts, by whacking people with this bamboo.
Martial arts. That's the best thing you could possibly say in a Rhode Island accent. Martial arts.
I'm really good with the karate and the martial arts.
How they contradict the whole thing, they justify the whole. Well, first of all, they take a sworn oath upon the Constitution. Let me remind you that. To uphold, defend the Constitution.
They uphold the Constitution. They take a sworn oath.
He's like a conspiratorial Peter Griffin.
And again, I remind you, I'm watching the video of this now. I didn't dub it down into one of our buttons here. I'm watching the video of this just to get a sense of how often he gestures with both of his hands while he's driving down the road. The irony of him talking about seatbelt laws and driving recklessly.
Is he wearing a seatbelt?
He is wearing a seatbelt, but we're going to get to that because what he does, and he's going to explain this, but what he does is if he sees a police officer, he wraps the seatbelt under his armpit so it looks like he's not wearing one to bait the police.
Why?
Into pulling him over. Because he's an idiot.
I take the seatbelt and I put it under my arm here. And then they try to pull me over and I say, shall not be infringed. So shall not be infringed, officer. Where in the Constitution does it say I gotta wear a seatbelt?
So he just basically spends his entire life just going around shouting at people, you know, I gotta bag my own groceries. Does not say that in the Constitution, shall not be infringed. You know, everything in his life is this idiotic provocation. Dear God, he's dumb.
They provocacates.
Remember he said one of the tapes, I forget which tape we played of him, but he said provocacates?
I do remember that.
Pope Francis provocacates the gun control people. The globalist scum.
So what they do is they pull you over. Excuse me, sir, why did you pull me over? Oh, because you don't have your seatbelt on. All right. Where's the probable cause, sir?
You don't have your seatbelt on. You don't have your seatbelt on. That's the probable cause.
Well, he's going to get to that. He's going to insist that in order to discover that he's not wearing a seatbelt, they have to look into his car. They have to observe through these
amazing things that wrap around the top of your car called fucking windows.
Exactly.
I don't know how to break this to you, Dan. They can see you.
I mean, really, do the
The New World Order can see you through those windows.
Do the conspiracy people, do the far right even buy into this one? Is he way, way off the reservation on this or what?
Oh, totally.
Even Alex Jones is going, I don't know what the goddamn hell he's talking about. About seatbelts, probable cause, what is that? I wear my goddamn seatbelt. I don't care. Scum, scum.
Dude, the scum thing is just, that's never getting old.
I know.
The scum thing is just brilliant.
Okay, that's your probable cause? Yes. Okay, first of all, you just violated my Fourth Amendment by looking in my car to see if I have my seatbelt.
There it is.
No, it's not. It's called plain sight, you idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, plain sight.
He can't pull you over for your seatbelt and then go through your glove compartment.
No. But he can look
That's
into your
That's violation
window.
Of your rights.
That's right.
He can look through your fucking window, see that you're not wearing a seatbelt, and then pull you over.
That's right.
This is sincerely the dumbest thing he's ever said, and that is saying something extraordinary.
You think it's dumber than the dove, the crow, and the seagull explanation?
You know what? Yeah, actually it is, because that whole thing was based on biblical insanity.
Yeah.
You know, that's nonsense right out of the gate. This is grounded in some semblance of reality, and that's the thing I can't process. It's like, the answer to this is right there. Like, his belief in the Bible is to me completely out to lunch. This has some sort of grounding in reality, and it just doesn't make any sense.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
The answer to the question is right there in front of you. You know what, Dan? I have this awesome idea for you. Seriously, you're totally right. Police shouldn't be able to see in your car. You should black out your windows and go for a drive.
Yeah. See what
I
happens
think that's
then.
Essential. Next time you go on the road, take some construction paper. You know, I'm sure in preschool, you can cut up some black construction paper to put some scotch tape. Scotch tape it to the inside of your windows, and then go ahead and just drive around.
Right. Especially your windshield. Make sure to put all that construction paper all over your windshield too.
Right. Exactly. That's what I mean. Right over your so that nobody can see in.
It can't be more unsafe than what he's doing right now, where he's driving around ranting about seatbelts and then gesturing all over the place on the highway, driving around in this 2,000-pound Bullet. This is why we warn people who live in Rhode Island. For God's sake, watch yourself on the roads, because you never know when this shaven monkey is going to come careening down the highway doing his road report,
ranting about the seatbelts and the Fourth Amendment and the probable cause.
And he's just going to careen right into you.
You know what? And you know what? We're sitting here making fun of him. Mm-hmm. But you know what? When he, plows into a fucking kid.
Hello.
Because he's recording one of these stupid things. Or B, when he tries to trick a cop and that cop pulls him over and he's taking away time from, you know, quite frankly, another thing the cop could be doing, potentially something more important or even life-saving. Just God, dear God.
By the way, this is a weird sensation, playing just the video of this instead of just hearing the audio.
And just watching him,
Because I've got him, like freeze-framed here on my screen, and I'm just, as we're talking about it, I'm looking at him, right in the eye. This is bizarre. Like, there he is, just breathing through his mouth.
He can see you.
Yeah.
That's illegal search and seizures. So you're justifying violating my First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, I'm sorry, with that.
See, right there, that's another great visual moment that you'll have to watch the video at BobSeska.com, because he says,
violating my First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, actually.
And then he just blanks out and stares it off into the middle distance.
That's because it takes like a second for his brain to reset after a mistake. It's like a glitch in the Matrix.
I caught, see if I have my seatbelt on. That's illegal search and seizures.
No, it's not.
So you're justifying violating my First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, I'm sorry, with that. And, you know what I mean? It's so stupid. And then let's just analyze the whole thing for a minute. They'll pull you over to say, probable cause, because you didn't have your seatbelt on. And they know they're violating the probable cause to pull you over in the first place. And they falsely justify it to say, you wouldn't wear your seatbelt, but they unlawfully searched in your car just by looking.
Could someone please?
No, they don't. No, they don't.
You were actually able to make sense of what he just said? I was just about ready to go, I have no idea what that just was.
if you're not, if you've got something in plain sight in your car that's illegal, here's a smart idea. Put the fucking seatbelt on. Don't be a moron. Don't like have a, don't do what you can to have a cop come stand next to you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
In your window or glance in your car to say, oh, you don't have a seatbelt on, that's illegal search and seizure. It's the Fourth Amendment violation.
No, it's not.
It's not at all.
No.
I mean, I know that, I know I shouldn't expect anything from him at this point. Yeah. Anything. But for somebody who supposedly is immersed day after day after day in what the quote-unquote law is, he has no idea what the law is.
I know it sounds a little screwy, but this is what they call circular reasoning. Back and forth, back from me.
Oh, I'm fucking happy now. Thank you.
His circular reasoning.
No, you don't say.
This is what they call a circular reasoning. Now, the cop wants to look in your window, which is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And then they want to say, hey, you got to wear your seatbelt, you, and all of those things. See? Circular reasoning.
Probable cause to legal search and seizures. It goes back and forth justifying each other, but in the same time, it's violating both of them.
No, what is he talking about?
I don't know. That made no sense at all either, right there.
He's, you know what? He's right. It's total circular reasoning.
Okay, fine. Fine. I'm just going to cave on this one. Dan, you've beaten it out of me.
Police don't take an oath to defend the Constitution. They do. They just don't.
Yeah. No, do they? They do take some sort of oath, don't they?
Yes, of course they do.
Yeah.
No, they take an oath. They take an oath to uphold the tenets of the Constitution. I believe at least some agencies do. But it's just, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on this. But it's just. He's making it sound like it's more of a oddly enough, for somebody who doesn't want to see a nationalized police force, he's making it sound like it's much more nationalized than it actually is.
Yeah. I have no idea. But the fact of the matter is that Dan Bedondi should not be driving.
No. Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Here's just a little bit more.
Just to catch them, to see if they, will they pull me over to do this? I haven't caught one yet. But I'm waiting to do this to get this on film because I want to approach the police officers with this whole situation.
Yeah.
And show, I have my seatbelt on, but guess what? You violated my Fourth Amendment. And the thing is, I wear my seatbelt because I want to. And not because I'm
right there. There it is. It's because we want to, man. Well, if you guys know so much about women, why are you hanging out at the gas and sip? Because we want to, by choice.
By choice, man.
By choice.
Oh, my God. Well, Dan Bedondi, once again, the gift that keeps on giving the whole year. Thank you very much. I am going to post this video, this YouTube video, on the podcast page at bobsuska.com. So you can observe for yourself how reckless this is. I mean, the dumb interpretation of the Constitution and seatbelt laws aside, the fact that he is talking about seatbelts while not actually steering his car is kind of a thing of beauty in a really demented, dangerous kind of way. And by the way, wouldn't you love to see that video? Like, he finally gets a cop to pull him over because he hid his seatbelt under his armpit. And that, by the way, that seatbelt probably smells beautiful, doesn't it? And then he's got the video of him being him confronting that police officer and then getting tased.
That would be, I would kill him.
Stop! Officer!
Yeah, I'd probably pay cash money for that. See you on the after party on Friday, folks. Bye bye.